and the five jet skiers blazing the trail for a 2,000-mile race from Anchorage to Bristol Bay were waylaid before they got out of Cook Inlet. And it looks like they'll be on shore until Friday morning. John Lang, who calls himself a goodwill ambassador on the Paving the Way expedition for the Wet Dog Race, said they didn't plan on stopping at Anchor Point, but wound up there anyway.
When we were coming down Cook Inlet, we stopped for fuel, put some extra fuel in, and somehow we ended up picking up some water on the trip, and it plugged the injectors on a couple of the boats. So we pulled into a river, got hauled out by a trailer, and we're doing some assessment now, and hopefully we'll be back on the water by high tide. We'll get those few mechanical problems resolved, and we'll get on our way.
Lang said the problems will keep them in Anchor Point another night. He said the watercraft will be pulled from the water and have all the fuel removed from the tanks. The racers and their support crew will then install water separators in the fuel lines before putting them back in the water on Friday morning. The next stop is Port Graham near the tip of the Kenai Peninsula, and then they'll embark on the 100-mile leg to Kodiak. Their final stop is Iliamna.